Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Dairy prices this week moved up a good click to about 1564 for the next 6 month average, mostly out of the outside 3 months to May. A lot of it due upon the fact that butter supplies fell about 7% year over year as export volumes continue to push out faster than production is bringing it on, which is kind of offsetting a lot of the worries in the West here with all this increased milk production from cattle. Cheese inventories were up a little bit, about 1.7% versus last year, but not up as much as people expected. We're still at a discount again against the EU, which is allowing us to move milk through cheese out that way, even though we've got increased cheese production back east. And between those two things, we've kind of got a bump up in milk price the past couple days, respectively, and hopefully that holds. If we can get to the $16-$17 range, most guys will kind of get in the back in the black again as far as the base price goes, but the current prices, most guys are still bleeding. Calf prices still remain strong at about $1,300 per head for beef on dairy cross calves, $700 for Holstein bull calves. Cull prices down about that 145 range. They aren't going to be up in that high range for a while again, given the fact that there's additional beef coming on the market from all these cull cattle in response to lower milk prices. Forage prices holding pretty consistent. Not much to talk about there from last week. Next Overland sales next week on the 28th. Usually when you see that sale, we get a reset in calf prices the following week if one's warranted. Calf prices are still staying in that 525 to 550 range per 4.5 weight steers per pound, still strong, almost as high as it peaked late last year, but not quite at the peak. Still a lot of worries coming on as far as where additional beef may come, or the consumer backs off if the beef prices show ground beef price up above that $10 mark. Administration is going to have some pushback, I think, pretty soon on beef and some other things, given this affordability issue and with midterm elections coming on. So we'll see if there's enough of an inflection point there to make them do something or not. Packer margins about $300 underwater right now. Cow calf producers about $1,000 margin per head, and then $300 margin per head for feedlots. Finished steer price about $3,400 versus $2,775 last year. Almost all of that coming on the back of higher calf prices. About 80% of the finished steer price right now is in that calf price, day old or not day old, but those wean calf or the 450 weight calves are coming off the feedlots. Don't see a lot of pressure downward on prices until some additional beef comes online, given the scarcity that's out there and the fact that consumer continues to buy. Almond prices came off a little bit. A lot of the buyers are kind of stepping back a little bit, waiting for these bloom conditions to kind of show up and see what hive conditions are doing with the bloom and pollination. Consequently, it moved down about 5 cents to about 255 for nonpareil average, 246 for cows. Once this bloom kind of comes in and we get this final, you know, crack out or shell out for the almond crop later this month, beginning of February, we'll probably have some better direction where the final price for the 25 crop is going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be upward, given the fact that we have a lower expected crop crop inventory coming in. But a lot of it's going to also condition on what this bloom condition is going to be doing as far as bee quality, flight time, and the amount of blooms we got. And that's what I got this week for Ag News. Thanks.
Don't miss the 2026 Pistachio Industry Annual Conference presented by American Pistachio Growers, February 16th to 18th in Indian Wells, California. Register at AmericanPistachioGrowers.org today.